Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values here on 6-7 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I sat down with Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner, and we discussed on the new proposed bill that could force professional sports teams in Chicago to seek private funding. And Preston Radke, where he joined me last week, and he ran in last week's Chicago Marathon for GLASA in Lake Forest, and I just followed up with him and shared his experience in his first Chicago Marathon, and he gave me more insight on GLASA and their mission and how you can participate in the organization. Now joining me here on Score Values on 6-7 The Score is Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner. Cam, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And now I kind of want to talk about this bill that you are introducing where a professional sports team like the Bears in this case would have to come up with their own money as far as funding for their stadium, like in their case, Arlington Heights. Could you just share a little more on what this bill will do for the Bears and other professional sports teams and as well as for the economy?
Yeah. So what we know is that in the history of Chicago and the history of Illinois, really in the history of this country, we've seen billions of dollars given to billionaire sports franchises to build stadiums. And they often come with the promise of great economic development and great largesse for the communities that they're going to be in. But they're often there's often no follow-up. People are left holding the bag. When you look at just the pure numbers, the $640 million in Old Soldier Field debt, when you look at the $200 million that the people of Illinois paid in 1988 for the White Sox Stadium reconstruction, and then another $100 million plus in upgrades over the last couple of years. There's a lot of money circulating, and often the promise is made that the people are going to benefit, but we've not been able to see that. And so what the STARS Act does, and STARS stands for Stadium Transparency and Responsible Spending Act, what it does is it creates some very clear guidelines and parameters on how Illinois will deal with stadium financing. I personally, Tyler, have said that I do not think that we should continue to put public dollars into private stadiums. But if there are situations where this actually works and it happens, the STARS Act actually helps folks move forward. It doesn't say no more public financing. What it says is that if there is going to be any public financing, there are some parameters that have to be met. There needs to be some public scrutiny. There needs to be some public hearings. There needs to be a way for the public to see what this deal is. And there has to be economic reports after the fact so we can see how many jobs were created and how much money was infused into the economy.
And then you just kind of just mentioned earlier as far as with these teams looking for public funding. And in the Bears' case, they're looking to seek $855 million from public funding with this move to Arlington Heights. How much would that actually impact the average taxpayer if something like that went through?
It's a big number, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you are talking about a situation where right now we're trying to find a way to pay for schools, and we need $1.5 billion for transit across the state, and we need to find a way to shore up some public safety and accountability measures that we have not had the money for, right? And so, you know, $800 million, $1 billion, it's real money when you look at it through that, through that, through that lens. The people of Illinois are already taxed to death. And for folks like me who have always said we need to be responsible about the way we tax people, we need to be responsible about what we're spending our money on, it's hard for me to be able to look my constituents in the eye and say that we gave $1 billion to the Bears to build a stadium, but we can't put $1 billion into schools, number one. Number two, what they've also asked for is some quote-unquote property tax certainty, which would be a property tax freeze in Arlington Heights. And the way they framed that is that it's no big deal. This is not money that's coming from anywhere. This is magic money. Nobody gets hurt if we get a freeze in our property tax. But the truth of the matter is that the Arlington Heights school district, the police and the fire districts there, that are going to be overburdened with a new Bears stadium, but they will not have the benefit of having the Bears put money into the pot, which they should be doing. And at some point, those folks will come back to the state of Illinois and say, we need money for our schools, and we'll have to then raise taxes or find a way to cover the difference. And so this is real money. This is people's livelihood, and we have to have a real conversation about it.
Absolutely. Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner here with me this morning on Score Values. Now, Cam, I'm aware that you've previously worked for the Cubs front office and was a part of the renovations back in 2014 and successfully yielded $1.2 million in economic activity. Are you hoping with this bill that it can have the same effect for the Bears or even like the White Sox, who you mentioned that were looking to get public funding for their stadium possibly? Are you hoping that this bill can have that same effect that you did back in 2014?
Yeah, the 1060 project, which was also colloquially known as the Ricky for Renovation Project, was a $575 million privately funded stadium renovation. Many folks remember the stories of the rooftops and the Jumbotron and some of the things that we did over there, but it yielded even more than the $1.5 billion of economic activity that was expected, and they have the receipts to show it. I think the Cubs did it the right way. I think the Ricketts family did it the right way. I think they respected the taxpayers. They initially went out looking for some help, but they saw that it was the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. And so they doubled down and found a way to pay for it themselves. And it has been tremendously beneficial to the organization and to the community up there. But we did it lockstep with the community and with the city to make it work. And I do hope that this is a blueprint on how you use sports as an economic driver. I'm a sports guy. Mm-hmm. I played college football. I was a sports attorney. I worked in front offices. I worked on Super Bowls in different cities before I came back home to Chicago. So I understand the economic argument, and this can be a huge economic driver. This has to be done the right way.
Absolutely. And then you just said it right there. As someone who grew up in Chicago, or were you finding it, would it be more beneficial for the Bears to stay in Chicago rather than to move to a suburb like, say, Arlington Heights?
Yeah, I think one of the super cool things about Chicago sports, Tyler, is that, all of our sports teams play their home games within the confines of the city. And when the fire returns to the city, that will be true again. They can't say that in L.A. They can't say that in New York. They can't say that in Dallas. So I think that makes us special. As a Chicago kid who grew up in this town, it's really important to me. It's a real point of pride to be able to say that all of our Chicago teams are actually based in Chicago. However, I do understand the business aspect, and I know that the Bears have purchased land in Arlington Heights. And I know they're trying to find a way to make that work. A lot of people are asking me, is my pushback on them sour grapes because they're planning to leave Chicago? And I've been very clear about this. I'm not hiding the ball. I wish that they would stay in Chicago. I hope that they can find ways to reconsider Chicago as their home. But if they have to leave, there's a way to leave. There's a way to create, I think, some relationships with the city of Chicago that you're leaving behind, and to make sure that the Bears aren't leaving a sour taste if they go away.
Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner here with me just for a couple more moments on Score Values on 6-7 The Score. Now, Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson have been very vocal as far as the impact this stadium build would have on the everyday citizen. Now, since this process has been going on for the last about 4 years, would you say that this has kind of been slowing down the process as far as just with the Bears trying to find public funding ways to help build for this stadium?
Yeah, well, those of us who have been paying attention probably are fatigued with the back and forth with the Bears. just in the last, you know, year and a half, there has been an announcement from them that they were leaving Chicago. Then there was another announcement they were going to stay in Chicago. And they've done this flip-flop. They talked about going to Naperville, and they talked about going to a bunch of different places. We're back on the Arlington Heights conversation. In fact, I would remind the listeners that the first time that the Bears threatened to leave the Arlington Heights was in the 1960s. And then Mayor Richard J. Daley pushed back on them and said that if they left, that he would find a way to take away the name Chicago from their franchise. So we're having this conversation now 40, 50 years later. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it's been slowed down. Yes, we're a lot of folks are tired of talking about it. But we love our hometown team, and we want to find a way, you know, to put them in the best position possible. But it can't come on the heels of the people. And so hopefully they understand that. Hopefully they can now have some transparent and honest conversations about what they need as a franchise and what they're willing to do for the people to get there.
Illinois State Representative Cam Buckner, thank you again for joining me this morning and just kind of feeding myself and the listeners just a little more information as far as just what's going on with the Bears and this whole possible move to Arlington Heights.
Thank you for covering this. I appreciate it.
Joining me here on Score Values on 6-7 The Score is Preston Radke, Chicago Marathon runner and member of GLASA team in Lake Forest. And you guys probably heard him last week. Preston, good morning, and thank you for following up with me today.
Tyler, it's good to be back.
Absolutely. So last week we talked, and you were getting ready for the Chicago Marathon. Let's just start it off right there. How did your first Chicago Marathon end up going for you?
Could not be happier with the experience. So just as a recap, I'm a blind runner. So I participated with two individuals who have vision, and they guided me throughout the race. And I was just so pleased. The crowd was amazing. I didn't have any injuries, and I ran the entire time. I was extremely pleased with my performance.
Now, did you have a personal goal going into it? And then did you meet that goal, or did you beat the goal that you were kind of planning for yourself heading into the Chicago Marathon?
So regarding goal, my main goal was to not get injured. So the first marathon I completed back in 2024 was admittedly about 9 minutes quicker than what I completed this past Sunday. But on that occasion, I kind of way overdid the first 18 or so miles. So I was kind of out kicking my coverage in some regards. So I had to almost walk jog the final 6 or so miles, which also resulted in a fairly nagging knee injury. Whereas this time my time was, like I said, about 9 minutes slower, but I never had to walk. I came away completely healthy. So I was, like I said, couldn't be happier.
I love that. And then now you talked about last week as far as the training that you have to get into as far as getting ready to run for a marathon. Now, after the marathon, what is the typical recovery like after running as far as like, I mean, obviously you got to get off your feet in some way, but like what's as far as like, where do you go about to kind of just cool your body down?
So right when I cross the finish line, first of all, you have to keep running. You have to run through the finish, because if you stop immediately, then you're just going to cramp up. So I immediately ran through the finish line, and about 30 feet after the finish line, you get your medal. And then after I received my medal, I walked for another, let's say, 300 or so feet to an aid tent where I, you know, consumed a banana, a protein shake, took in some snacks. And then I just kind of chatted with some of my fellow participants. And then after that, say maybe about 45 minutes after that, I walked to my friend's building, which is in the West Loop. So a good 2 mile walk from the finish line, and then got a lift home. So I'd say I didn't stand around or sit around. So I think the 2 mile walk really helped me kind of wind down.
Now, you do, as I mentioned earlier, you are a member of the GLASA team in Lake Forest. You've been with them for a little while, but this was your first time running for GLASA. What did it mean to you to be able to run for an organization that you have been a part of for the last handful of years?
Oh, it really meant the world to me. You know, when I was younger and participating in GLASA's programming, so GLASA, for those of you who weren't listening last week, stands for the Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association. And they provide sport programming for individuals with physical and visual impairments. So I have a visual impairment, And when I was in high school, I participated in several of their different sports, from powerlifting to swimming to track and field. And I reconnected with them a few years ago in order to fundraise for the marathon. And it was really quite an honor to work with them because, number one, they made it very smooth. There were no hoops I had to jump through. They just made it very easy as a fundraiser to work with all my donors, to work with GLASSA, work with the race organizers. But then it really felt wonderful to be working with an organization for which I immediately saw benefit from when I was younger. So it was kind of, I was able to see both sides of the coin, so to speak.
Do you by chance get an idea of how much you were able to raise when you ran?
Sure. I raised about $2,600. Very grateful for all the donors, all the volunteers, everyone from GLASSA and all the guides that helped me last weekend.
Preston Radke, he is a member of GLASSA Team Lake Forest. He ran the Chicago Marathon last Sunday. Now, when we talked last week, Preston, you've been running for a handful of time. What's next for you as far as running? Do you have another marathon do you have coming up, or just kind of your daily overall running in general?
Well, for the next few weeks, it's just going to be my daily running. Maybe just go to the gym, maybe mix up some of the workouts, do some more weight exercises. And then in the winter, just continue doing casual runs with my friends. I think I am going to try to complete the distance series next summer, which for those of you who aren't familiar, the distance series entails the Shamrock Shuffle, which is in the end of March, the Bank of America Half Marathon, so 13.1, which is the end of May, and then the whole thing, the full marathon back next October. And then who knows, I may also participate and other 5Ks that may pop up, or 20 milers. Those tend to be a bit less casual in the sense that you can kind of sign up more on a whim.
Preston Radke, member of the GLASSA team in Lake Forest, ran the Chicago Marathon last week. Thank you again for following up with me this week as we were talking last week. And if, before I let you go, if you can just kind of you kind of explained a little bit, but just as far as someone that wants to get involved with GLASSA, how could someone get involved?
So the best way to get involved is just to go to their website, GLASSA, GLASA.org, GLASSA.org. And they will accept, you know, it's a non-for-profit, so they will, of course, accept donations. But they will also, of course, accept volunteers. You know, volunteers to help run their programs, volunteers to, you know, maybe help purchase supplies for them, or volunteers just to help out with social media. They are always willing to provide opportunities for individuals to kind of flex that volunteer muscle.
Preston Radke, thank you again for following up with me and joining me again this morning on 670 The Score.
Thank you.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score. I want to thank Cam Buckner for sitting down and discussing more about this new proposed bill that's going to be forcing professional sports teams in Chicago to seek private funding. And I want to thank again Preston Radke for following up with me on his experience in the Chicago Marathon and where you can find more information to be involved with GLASSA in Lake Forest. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. And again, I'm Tyler Buterbaugh, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.